Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast. Thank you for tuning in to today's third She Words podcast. I hope you enjoyed our first podcast, which talked about the live list, and our second podcast that talked about breaking the glass ceiling. If you did not get the opportunity to listen to those, I would encourage you to go back and do so. For the first three episodes of the She Words podcast, it's just myself, Alicia Ramsey, giving you information. And I look forward to in the future having people here along with me to have constructive conversations, to share with you additional information that will help you in everyday life. Today's topic, phenomenal women. We've recently lost several phenomenal women already in 2021. I want to say rest in peace to Cicely Tyson. She was 96. She was the first African-American woman to wear her natural hair on television. Can you believe that? That she was a trendsetter because she was able to step outside the box and believe in her gifting and know that her outside appearance should not define her, even though we know that during that time, and even today it still does. That's another topic. She won Emmy Awards for Best Actress in the drama series, The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. And remember the film movie Roots? She was Kunta Kinte's mother. You've seen her in many Tyler Perry films, and she was just a phenomenal woman. We also lost Mary Wilson, age 76. She was the longest reigning original Supreme. She was still singing up until the day that she left this earth. Phenomenal women, Cicely Tyson and Mary Wilson. Why did I pick this topic for us to discuss today? Maya Angelou published the poem in 1978. When it appeared, it was a part of a collection, And Still I Rise. This collection was a powerful set of poems that really talked about the oppression of women. Since then, the poem has been adapted and used by associations and groups worldwide. They use it in protests and political issues that revolve around inequality. The reason I picked this conversation today is what truly defines a phenomenal woman. A phenomenal woman is not a perfect woman. It is a lyrical poem that sends out an important message to women of convention and stereotype that empowerment comes from being confident in your own female skin. So again, I share with you, what does phenomenal mean in regards to how you describe being a woman? It is a woman that truly is empowered and confident in who she is as a female. When Maya Angelou published this in 1978, you have to think about what was revolving in the world today. There was still oppression and oppression, especially with women of color. So as we look at what it means to be a woman that functions phenomenally, one of the things that I truly believe is that this type of woman does not conform to the pressures of society, and this woman also has such a center self-belief about herself that no matter what is going on around her, no matter what type of life circumstances come her way, she can still function in her true authentic self. You know that naturally you should love yourself. When a baby comes out of the womb, you know, they are nurtured, well, they are supposed to be nurtured by their caregiver to help them feel secure and loved. It is our goal as parents to create environments that our children appreciate and love the skin and the body that they are in. Sometimes that does not happen, and you became a phenomenal woman because of people that saw something in you that you did not see in yourself, and they helped to cultivate that. Now, I have a question of the day. Remember? Thank you so much for those of you that participated in the last question of the day. I decided to change that segment and call it Ask Alicia. So if you have a question that you would like to ask or you want to answer the question of the day, we will target that and ask Alicia. So we are talking today about phenomenal women. And in our last podcast, we talked about breaking the glass ceiling. And I used the example of Madam Vice President Kamala Harris becoming the first female vice president. So for our Ask Alicia, this comes from a young lady who wishes to remain anonymous. And here is her question for me. She says, "Dear Alicia, I have been working in the school system for 2 years now, but I graduated from college with a degree in marketing. I love everything I have learned, but I really don't think teaching is for me. I'm thinking about leaving my current position and pursuing marketing full time. How do I know if it's the right thing to do?" Well, thank you so much, Anonymous, for that question. And as a former educator, as someone who has walked in her calling in life and knows her purpose, it can be a bit confusing at times. Just in listening to the question that you ask, and it was a little longer than that, and I read a little bit more information. I believe that you're in your 20s, and as you continue to pursue your goals in life, trust yourself. You went to college for marketing for a reason. You love marketing. You have a passion in marketing. The difficulty sometimes is we have this vision of what our salary is going to be or what our life is going to be like when we graduate from college, but unfortunately, that's not the case. You sometimes have to take one step back to take two steps forward, meaning when you leave your current occupation and education to pursue your true purpose and what you love to do, you may have to take a pay cut in order to pursue it full time. But as long as you are not drowning in debt, and you're able to pay your bills, save money, and provide for yourself, take that chance. One thing that 2020 taught us is tomorrow is not promised to anyone, and you don't want to live your life full of regrets. And the thing about it, Anonymous, is you could step out, try marketing for a few years, realize that, okay, maybe I'm supposed to, you know, teach marketing. Maybe I'm supposed to do education and marketing. You have time to try that out. So I would encourage you. I am a Christian. You know that. I pray about things and I truly listen to hear God's voice. Also, it's work to step out on faith because we know that faith without works is dead, but it is also hard to walk in faith when you can't see the end result yet. But I believe in you, Anonymous. And I say go for it. Make sure you communicate clearly. Leave your current job the right way so that if you desire to come back, you can always do that. Ask Alicia. So if you have a question, you can email me at aramseyconsultant@gmail.com, aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, or you could go on my social media page on Instagram, Lady Ramsey, and leave me a message and let me know that this is for She Words Podcast under the section Ask Alicia. So today we are talking about phenomenal women, basing it off of Maya Angelou's poem that was written in 1978, a part of the series, And Still I Rise. What is phenomenal? There are synonyms for phenomenal. They are remarkable, extraordinary, impressive, outstanding, astonishing, unbelievable, exceptional, unique, unusual, and rare. I like that. It doesn't say perfect. So do you hear what a phenomenal woman is? It's you. I know you fit in one of these categories. You are remarkable. You're extraordinary. You're impressive. You're outstanding, astonishing, unbelievable, exceptional. We all are unique, unusual, and rare. You can call yourself a phenomenal woman. You know, it's okay to encourage yourself, compliment yourself, brag on yourself. That is not being conceited or arrogant. It is being confident in who you were created to be and what your purpose is. So as you decide, how am I going to embrace what Alicia Ramsey is talking about on this podcast today? How am I going to embrace and truly walk in being a phenomenal woman? I'm glad you asked me that question. I need you to take a moment and look at yourself right where you are. Look at yourself. You have a body like no other woman. You talk like no other woman. You may have a gift of singing like no other woman, rapping like no other woman, reciting poetry like no other woman. You may be the best listener, the best confidant. You dress the way you love to dress. You are truly a unique individual. That makes you a phenomenal woman. My husband often shares in messages that he teaches is that if two people are alike, then one of you are not necessary. Even identical twins have different personality traits. They may look just alike. They may even sound alike. But they have different thoughts. They have different goals. They have different dreams. Phenomenal women are peacemakers and promise keepers. They're virtuous and victorious. They're holy and humble, feminine and fierce, courageous and compassionate. You are all of those things. I don't want you to compare yourself to any of those fake photos on social media, but truly dig deeper. And our question of the day is this: what makes you phenomenal? Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear the examples that I gave? Did you hear the description that I gave you? I need you to script it for yourself so you can see it and believe it and be able to share it. And not only do I want you to ask yourself that question and give me the answer, but I want you to pick two or three women that you know. Text them, call them, say, "Hey, mom, what makes you phenomenal?" And if they ask you to explain it, explain what phenomenal means and see what they say about themselves. One thing that I have found out in my life is I wish I would have wrote down things that my grandmother said to me. Yes, I remember some things, but not all. I grew up with both my maternal and paternal grandparents. And to now look at the fact that I had time, but I didn't take the time to truly listen more, ask more questions, to write down more information. And I'm challenging you to use this time. So contact your grandmother, great-grandmother, an aunt, uncle, a mentor, a teacher, a friend, a neighbor, someone in your life that is special to you, and ask them, what makes you a phenomenal woman? And in addition to that, I want you to share what makes you a phenomenal woman. And send me your answers at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, or you can send me the information on my Instagram page, Lady Ramsey. I look forward to hearing that information. Remember what I shared earlier in Ask Alicia to Anonymous to let her know to trust herself. This is your time, phenomenal women, to make sure that you control your emotions, you withdraw from negative friendships, you use your accountability, you try your best to take care of yourself so that you can then take care of others. We are victorious women. Angela Davis, the activist and educator, she's best known for her participation in activism with Black Power. She's quoted as saying this: when Black women win victories, it is a boost for virtually every segment of society. Because when you look at society and the oppression that many have suffered over the years, Caucasian men have ran things for many, many years, have controlled things for many, many years. After they received the inclination that other people can participate in decision making, first Caucasian women received the opportunity, then African-American men, and then African-American women came after that. So we still have a lot to learn, a lot to push for. As I told you last week, reaching through that glass ceiling is going to be very important for you to remember and understand. Don't forget our question of the day: what makes you a phenomenal woman? And then ask three other people, especially those in the age bracket where they've been here for a while. Ask them that question. Many of them remember Maya Angelou. A new segment that we're adding to our podcast is a monumental moment. Monumental moment. And for this week's monumental moment, I want to share something with you that I just heard and I'm excited about. That the Biden administration wants to speed up efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. After all of these years of existence, we are just now getting a person of color on money. Now, a penny is brown, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, and not just a person of color, but Harriet Tubman. Now, she was a phenomenal woman. A phenomenal woman with limited resources, but she had the courage, the tenacity, the fortitude to get to where she wanted to be. And not only did she get there, but she was going to take others with her. That is our monumental moment. And your homework, again, answer the question of the day. And you can send me the answer at A. Ramsey Consulting, because I look forward to hearing. In the second stanza of the poem, Phenomenal Woman, I need you to listen closely as we close out in this way today. She says this in her words. In the second stanza, the men who fall on their knees then swarm in the manner of honeybees at the hive. So the woman is seen as a sort of queen bee, or she is the sweetness the bees need, the male seeking her attention. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. What she is saying in this poem is you have to love yourself. Yes, it is nice to receive the attention of others, but you walk into a room with a purpose and a plan to accomplish the goal that you set for yourself for that day, not to please others, but to embrace who you are and why you are here. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's She Word. I look forward to us spending more time together. Please encourage others to listen. And do not forget how valuable you are, phenomenal woman, because you are remarkable, extraordinary, impressive, outstanding, astonishing, unbelievable, exceptional, unique, unusual, and rare. Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.